Acts 27 and 13. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up to the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we, being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. The third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days had appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But the 21st verse said, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and have gained this harm and this loss. But now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. And he said, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. And if the Lord would help me tonight, I want to preach from this subject, the eye of the storm. Amen. The eye of the storm. Now, the Bible said that Paul and these men, encountering a great storm. Now, I know that you know tonight there's storms and then there's great storms. Amen. There's times of trouble and then there's real trouble. Amen. There's times that we get in need, but then there's times that we're desperately in need. Can you say amen? Paul had been a man that was acquainted with storms. Amen. He wasn't a novice. He wasn't someone that hadn't sailed the seas before, but he knew this was the storm that they would either survive or they would perish. Amen. And as they sailed this storm, amen, he realized this was such a great storm that he named this storm. Now, y'all live down here in the area, you know what I'm talking about. Up in Oklahoma, we don't know a whole lot about it, but amen, the news goes our way too. But I realize they don't name every storm. Amen, the storm has to get to a certain velocity of wind before they name that storm. Can you say amen? You don't name every little thunderstorm. Every little cloud that comes up, you don't name that. Amen. But when the storm gets to a certain velocity of wind, amen, they name that storm. And Paul said, this is one of those storms, amen, that we'll remember. Amen. This is one of those storms that'll go down in history. Amen. And I want to tell you, church, tonight, amen, we are in a storm. I said, we are in a storm. Amen. There's a storm. Cloud that's over the ocean. The old song said, and it's moving this away. Amen. And I'm telling you, I know that we're not of this world, but we are still in this world. Amen. As long as we're in this world, we will be affected by this world. Can you say amen? And I know we're not for all that our government is involved in tonight. Amen. But we are still citizens of the United States of America. Amen. The decisions our president, amen, and our senators and our congressmen make, amen, they do affect us. And I'm afraid that we are facing some things that we have never faced before in our lives. Amen. Oh, come on now. Praise God. I know we're going to leave out of here after a while. Amen. But I'm telling you, we are facing some things. Amen. That's going to try our faith. Amen. We are facing some things. Amen. That's going to find out after a while what we really have. Can you say amen? We're going to find out after a while. Amen. Who's real and who's not. Oh, come on now. Amen. The Bible speaks to us. Amen. Of a great falling away. Amen. Not just a few leaving. And not just a few. It's always been that way. But he said there would be a great falling away. Amen. Before that man of sin is revealed. Amen. And if we're not seeing that now, I don't want to see it when it really is here. Oh, come on now. There's a storm. I said, there's a storm. Amen. Oh, don't you wish it was just out there somewhere? Amen. Don't you wish we just read about it in the newspaper? And then we was through with it. But I came to tell you tonight, amen, this storm is affecting every family that I know of. Oh, come on, help me tonight. Amen. This storm is affecting every church that I know of tonight. Amen. Now, you may have heard me preach. And if you was here last night, amen, you might say, well, don't look like Brother Lindell and them having any problems at all. I'm telling you, God is helping us. But we've been through some of the greatest storms. Amen. The last few years that I have ever had, in these almost 24 years that I've been pastoring. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. This flood of sin. Amen. This backslidden generation has affected us all. Would you help me preach a little while tonight? Amen. What about it, Paul? I've saw some storms. Amen. I've been sailing for a while. Amen. I saw the thunder clouds roll. Amen. I saw the lightning flash. But I never saw anything like this. I think we'll name this one. We're going to call it Euroclodon. Amen. A great storm. Oh, help me preach a little bit tonight. Amen. I believe I'd be safe in telling you, amen, in all the years that I have been preaching now, amen, I've had more people come to me these last few years with such desperate situations, amen, that I really didn't have the answer. Amen. Oh, yes. We're in a great storm tonight. Amen. I've had more families that have come to me. amen, with problems that I really didn't know how to give them an answer for. The storm is great. Amen. I wish the Lord had helped me. I wish y'all had prayed for me tonight. Amen. It might help your feelings to know you're not the only one tonight that is having problems. Amen. Pastors, you might, amen, it might help you to know we're all in this together. Amen. Oh, yes. There have been times I thought, Lord, am I the only one here? Amen. Am I the only one that's facing these problems? Amen. Am I the only one that's crying these bitter tears? Amen. Am I the only one? Amen. That gets them in and it has such a hard time of keeping them in. Amen. I don't know how large of a church that we'd have to have at Blanchard. Amen. If we had everybody that's prayed around, and I'm glad, but I'm telling you, everyone that walks out those doors, a little piece of my heart walks out with them. Amen. I've searched my heart. I've said, Lord, if I was a better preacher, if I had more wisdom, if I had more understanding, amen, if I had a greater anointing, possibly I could be more effective. But I've came to this conclusion. Amen, we are in that time. Amen, we are in that age. Amen, when the storm has come our way. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could preach a while tonight. Amen. Paul said this is a great storm. Amen. And these folks here, amen, they was in this storm with him. Now, I want you to notice something about this storm. Amen. There's several storms that are mentioned. Amen. Brothers, I need just a little more up here if you'd help me a little bit. Amen. There's many storms that are mentioned. Amen. In the New Testament, we read about, I believe, at least three occasions of where the disciples was out on the sea. Amen. And every time that they got in a storm, amen, Jesus calmed the storm. Amen. Y'all remember that, don't you? Every storm they encountered, amen, Jesus came. Amen. Not all of a sudden, every time. Amen. Sometime it was only in the night. And sometimes, amen, it was a while before it came. Amen. But we love those stories that we hear and we read about, where the disciples were there on the sea, amen, and somebody saw in the distance, they saw Jesus coming, amen, oh, hallelujah, amen. One time I remember, the Bible said he would have passed them by, but they cried out, amen, they cried out, and Jesus turned in, and he stepped up on the bow of that little ship, and he just spoke a few words, amen, peace be still, and everything was all right. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. One time, I remember when Jesus was on board with them. Amen. Aren't you glad Jesus is on board our ship tonight? Amen. But even with Jesus on board, they still encountered a storm. And sometime we do. Amen. Even though we're saved tonight. Amen. Even though we're children of God, we're not immune to the storms. Hallelujah. I don't know. I guess it's just human nature. Amen. Looked like the first thing that I thought of was wake up the master. Amen. But I'm telling you, you know us human beings, amen, we go everywhere else. Many times we try everything else. Oh, hallelujah. But after a while, somebody said, we're going down. Amen. We're going under. Oh, somebody. somebody, wake up the master. And they did. And he calmed the storm. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise the Lord. Amen. But this storm is different than all of those storms. Amen. Praise God. This storm is different than all the storms that we read about in the New Testament. Amen. This storm, Euryclidon, amen, it continued on. Amen. One day, amen, 2 days, and 3 days. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. All hope that they should be saved, the Bible said, was then taken away. I believe I know how they feel. Amen. We've had some storms. Amen. In these latter times, that we wonder, Lord, will this storm ever pass? Amen. Will we make it through this storm? Will we survive this time? Amen. I wish I could preach to you tonight. Amen. I feel like I'm right here. Amen. And there's storm clouds all around us. And the thunder is rolling. And the lightning is flashing. Amen. I'd like to help you, if I could, to make it through this storm. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This storm continued on. Amen. Until they said, all hope that we should be saved has been taken away. Amen. But you know, Paul, he had a little more insight than they did. Thank God. Amen. He had a little more understanding of storms than they did. Amen. He knew who the master of the storm was. Amen. He knew of whom he served. Can you say amen? Praise God. He knew where he was headed. And he knew the Lord was going to keep him. Amen. Somehow, in some way, he knew he was going to make his journey. And he was going to make a successful journey. He knew he had an appointment. Amen. In Rome after a while. Amen. I'm telling you, church, we're going to have to get heaven in our view. Amen. We're going to have to get a goal in mind. Amen. We're going to have to make up our minds. Amen. Come what may. Amen. Let the storm clouds come. Let the thunder roll. Let the lightning flash. Amen. I'm going on. Amen. I'm going all the way. Amen. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. Woo! Hallelujah. And so the Bible said, Paul, amen, he found him a place down in the bottom of that ship. Amen. And he began to pray. He began to call on God. And the Bible said, for he said, told him later, he said, there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Amen. And he said, that angel said to me, Paul, amen, don't fear. Amen. Thou shalt be brought before. I'm going to take you all the way through, son. Amen. I've got a way made for you. I said, I've got a way made for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if we was following the other stories, we would be waiting about right now for Jesus to get on board of that ship. Say, peace be still. Amen. Calm everything down. But this storm's different. I said, this storm's different. Never been in a storm like this. Amen. Never saw a storm in the New Testament. Amen. That's really carried out like this one is, Brother Carl. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Paul said, I saw that angel. I heard him speak. Amen. I got good news for you, boys. Amen. Be of good cheer. Amen. We're going to come out of this. this alive. Amen. We're going to come out on the other side. Somebody probably looked around and said, well, we may be, but the lightning's still flashing. The thunder's still roaring. Amen. This old ship is still rocking. Woo! I wish I could preach to you tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This storm never ceased in that particular time. Even though Jesus was there. You believe he was there? I know he was there. You believe he heard the voice of God by his servant, the angel? I believe he did. Amen. Do you really believe he said, fear not? But the storm continued. I wish I could tell you tonight. I said, I wish I could tell you tonight that this storm that we're in was just about over. I wish I could tell you that this flood tide of evil that's coming on us is just about to cease, but I'm afraid it's not. The Bible said evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Amen. Oh, I wish I could tell you that we're through with this backsliding spirit that's taken a hold of our people. Amen. Oh, I wish all of that was over with. Amen. Oh, come on now. Amen. I wish I could tell you this spirit of adultery, amen, that's among our people was all over with. Help me now. Amen. I wish I could tell you this effeminate spirit that started right down from the top and is being promoted in the White House. Amen. And now in the courthouse. And it's moved on to the schoolhouse. I wish I could tell you that it's just about over with. I wish I could tell you that evil is fixing to be reckoned with. Amen. Oh, but I'm afraid we got a little further to go. I'm afraid this storm is going to rage on for a while. Amen. Would you help me preach tonight? Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, Brother Lindell, do you have any good news? I believe I do. I said, I believe I do. Amen. I think I've got some good news for you tonight. When I was a young man, me and my brother was working together, and we'd been working for a long time together, and we're builders by trade, and I was a very young man, and my brother came to me one day, and he said, Lindell, I knew he'd been interested in airplanes for a while, and he said, Lindell, he said, I went out to the airport yesterday evening, and he said, I found an old instructor out there, and he said, I'm going to take you for a ride. I said, you did? And he said, yeah. He said, Lindell, I really enjoyed it. I said, well, I know he's just about lost his mind here. And he said, I'm going to get my airplane license. I said, well, that's fine if you want to and you want to spend your money that way. But, hey, man, I think I'll just go on like I am. But you know what? To my surprise, he kept coming to work and telling me about flying. And it got a hold of me. I don't know if anybody else around here ever had that bug get a hold of you, but I'm telling you. Amen, I did. And to my surprise, Brother Carl, you did? Yeah, I remember you did. And to my surprise, probably my wife's surprise, we're just young married folks, I found myself out there at the airport. And I found myself in that airplane. And when that old Baptist preacher that was the instructor, when he took that thing straight up, so I'm going to show you a little bit about flying, and kicked that wing over on my side, we turned and started coming down. I said, what in the world am I doing in an airplane? Amen. I did. But you know what? I went back up, and I kept going back up, and I learned how to fly an airplane. You know, when you learn how to fly an airplane, you have so many hours. At that time, it was 40 hours in the air. And there was also what they called a ground school. I went to ground school. You got to have a little meteorology training, you know, to know what kind of weather you can fly them airplanes in. Now, the old Baptist preacher gave us a good, he said, son, there's some days you leave this thing in the hangar. Don't even get it out. Amen. I took him at his word. But anyway, during that meteorology training, there was an old Air Force pilot that taught us and gave us our ground school training. And he said, boys, I want to tell you something. He said, what I really do now for a living is I fly into hurricanes and bad weather. Amen. And he said, we have an airplane that we beef the wings up on it. He said, the windshield on that thing, I forgot how thick it was. So all that hail and all of that wind and all that weather wouldn't break the windshield out. And he said, that's what we do is we fly through storms. I'll never forget what he told us. He said, we've been in some of the most violent storms. That old airplane would just be going this way and that way and up and down. And you can imagine, amen, how bad it would be in a hurricane to be flying in an airplane. But he said, I want to tell you, in every storm, there's an eye. Yes. And he said, you can be flying along there. The wind is so violent. The rain is so violent. The hail is beating on the airplane. Amen. It looks like you can't hardly make it through. He said, all of a sudden. Ooh, hallelujah. He said, all of a sudden, you'll sail out into smooth air. He said, it's not unusual for the sun to be shining right in the middle of that storm. Ooh, hallelujah. You know where Paul found himself? He found himself in the eye of that storm. Ooh, I wish I could help you tonight. I said, I wish I could help you tonight. Amen. I believe that we are going through the storm. And I believe we're in rough times. Every one of us know this tonight. As I said, I wish I could tell you, if you'd come and pray through tonight, that you'd never have another storm. You'd never have any more problems. I can't tell you that. But I can tell you this. There's an eye to this storm too. Amen. I said there's an eye to this storm too. Amen. Paul, why in the world are you so calm? Amen. You're in this storm with us. Amen. You're on board of this same ship that we're on board of. Amen. Oh, men, you got to understand. Down on my knees. Amen. In the bottom of this ship. Amen. I found a calmness. I found an assurance. Amen. I found a place. Amen. I found the eye of the storm. Amen. I know we got to ride it out. But I think I'll stay right there until the storm passes over. Amen. I came to preach to you tonight in the midst of this storm of evil. Amen. In this perverse generation that's affecting every family and every home. Amen. At every school. Oh, come on now. Amen. Even our children. There's an eye to this storm. Amen. It's in camp meetings like we're in tonight. When the presence of God. Amen. When the Holy Ghost of heaven begins to move on us. Amen. I'm telling you right today. With all the problems I've got. Amen. Brother Archie right here. Amen. When you talking about heaven. I found a place. I said I found a place. Amen. For a little while I forgot about my problems. I forgot about my need. Woo! Hallelujah. There's an eye to this storm. I'm almost through preaching tonight. Somebody would get me a song. I must tell you a story in closing tonight. Amen. In the old church, there at home, Amen. There was a dear sister there. Her name was Sister Minnie Mitchison. You remember her, Brother Carl. She is one of the most blessed saints that we've ever had in the Blanchard Church. I don't remember a time, even from my childhood, of her rising to her feet to testify that before it was over with, Brother Carl, she'd be speaking in that heavenly language. Amen. Most of the time, she'd take a little round around the altar, maybe one or two, before it's over with. I'm telling you, I thought this woman here has had the most blessed life of any woman that I've ever knew. I got a little bit older. You know, when we're children, sometimes we don't understand. But I got a little bit older. And finally, somebody told me the real story. Amen. Her and her husband, just young people, raised their family there in the church. They raised their family and got a little bit older. And he decided he wanted another woman. That's the story of many, isn't it? And he left her. She just kept right on coming to church. She just come right on singing the songs of Zion, faithful to God. That's bad, isn't it? But for some unknown reason, he remarried that young woman, started a young family with her. For some unknown reason, he decided to bring his new family right back to our church. That's right. So now then, Sister Minnie, not only she got to deal with the loss of her husband, but now every time she comes to church, looks back there he is, raising a new family. You say, Brother Little, I don't think you got to do that. I really don't either. I don't think that's required. But she talked to my grandfather and some of them, I guess, and they said, well, Sister Minnie, this was your church all these years. You don't have to leave. She said, I believe I'll stay. So then I realized, every time she got to her feet, looked back across that congregation with the Holy Ghost on her, she looked at that situation. The only thing I can explain to you is she found the eye of that star. Woo, my God, have mercy. I said she found the eye of that star. And I'm telling you, church, tonight, I've lived to see similar situations. Some of those heartbreaking stories have I heard, not only at our place, but as I've traveled this country. I wish I could tell you every marriage got back together. They lived happily ever after, but it hasn't been so. No, no, no. I wish I could tell you that we could fast and pray and somehow and seek God and everything be all right. But you see, when you're dealing with folks, you're dealing with another will. And I'm telling you, God has chose a plan. And He wants us to come to Him. He wants us to surrender our lives to Him. As long as it's that way, we're going to have situations that we cry over. We're going to have children that are split apart, going different ways. Brother Lindell, what's the good news in all of that? Even in the midst of it all, there is an eye to every star. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, I don't know if I'm helping you any all tonight. But as I prayed this evening, I saw that storm. It's great, church. I saw that flood tide of evil that's sweeping over our land, even affecting our holiness people. But I'm telling you, there's an eye even to this storm. Amen. Do you know what I believe? I believe even in the midst of all of this, we can still pray through as Sister Minnie Mitchison did.
Woo, hallelujah. I believe we can still come to the house of God and the Holy Ghost move on us. Amen. I believe we can get in a place. Amen. And look straight up to heaven. And the S-O-N begin to shine through on us. And we can feel that security. And we can feel, amen, that blessed hope that everything's going to be all right after a while. Amen. Oh, yes. I tell you, my friend, if you're in a storm tonight, amen, all I know to tell you is, amen, get in that Holy Ghost cocoon. Amen. Get in the shelter of the Almighty. Amen. Find that place and run to it. And the storm can rage around you, but you'll be all right. Amen. There is a shelter. Amen. There is a strong tower. Amen. The righteous can run into and be saved. Hallelujah. Stand with me tonight. Praise God. I really believe somebody right here in this service, somewhere around these altars, could find the eye of the storm. Amen. What about it tonight? I know. Amen. I don't even know you. I don't know a lot of your situations. But I know your situations are similar to what we have at home, because this thing has swept the land. This storm is all over this country. Amen. Even these missionaries that was up here tonight, I believe they would tell you it's affecting Latin America also. Amen. It's sweeping around this world. But in the midst of it all, in every storm, there is an eye tonight. Amen. Would you like to find that? Would you like to find that tonight? Amen. Do you really believe the Holy Ghost is still as real as it's ever been? The Holy Ghost is not affected by this storm. Amen. Jesus Christ is not afraid of this storm. He'll step right out in the midst of it, take you in His arms. You can find shelter. Amen. Would you come tonight? Begin to come, whoever you are. I'm telling you, sinner friend, if you're out there in the world, you better find this eye of the storm. Amen. Just begin to come if you would. Amen. Let's see God around these altars. Amen. We need a move of the Holy Ghost. If we've ever needed a move of the Holy Ghost in our lives, we need it tonight. Oh, would you come? Would you come? Would you come?